The official signal. Mazie approached the ball. Nice end over end kick. Harris backs up. Takes it at the goal line. He's at the 10. They hit him and he will go down at the 15. He kind of stuttered. The official didn't know if he was going to rule touchback or not. So they'll bring it out. Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 15.
You know, Wes, sometimes in high school, of course, if the ball breaks the plane, that's a touchback. But young players like that, like Tyson, sometimes you're not sure about where that exactly is going to be. And that was the case with Tyson that time. A little bit of a stutter step, as you said, and really never exploded out there.
Austin Dixon brings the Vikings out on the field of play. He's in the shotgun. He's got Des Copeland in the backfield with him. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. It's a 4-2 defense, 4-tip. We bring a man in motion towards us. That's Hobbs. Takes a snap. He rolls right, looking, stops, throws downfield. Got a man open and intercepted by Tip. We had a man open, underthrew it, and Tip come back and intercepted it at our 47-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he had DeMarcus Jackson. Also, he was after Xavier Jenkins and really didn't throw it to either one of them. They were split across the middle of the field, and he left it out in the middle on the post. So turnover number one for the Vikings as the Tip County Blue Devils take over on the Viking side of the field.
And Tip will immediately will send trips to the near side, single receiver far side. In the shotgun, that's Chambers at quarterback. Senior waiting on the snap, drops straight back. He's looking, we come, throws across the field, and off the fingertips of a receiver down about the 22, but he was covered, looks like, by number 19.
That is right.
That is Corshawn Roberts.
Corshawn was right there on his hip. As the ball got there, he was able to make a hit, get the ball out of the hands of the potential wide receiver. Second down, the clock stops now. 11:36 left in the first quarter. No score. Tip County in their first possession.
And he keeps number 32. That's Barry Bennett in the backfield with him.
Official call, official timeout. Let's see what this is. Equipment or something? Let's see. Whatever it was, they reset, pushed the play clock. They had to reset the play clock.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Chambers in the shotgun. Drop straight back. There we come. Little screen pass underneath. They have got a man open. He's passed 1, 2, 3. He's across the 45, the 40. We'll haul him down about the 39-yard line. Bill will be third and about two from there.
Yeah, when those defensive linemen come through that offense that untouched, you've got to turn around because you know there's a screen coming.
Chambers puts Bennett to his right. Third and two, and he gives it to Bennett on a give and go. Bennett has the first down.
Needed two, got three.
And it'll be a first down down around our 37-yard line.
One of our traditions following impact players that we talked about before for the Tip County Blue Devils, as he makes those plays, like we said, not a lot of speed, not a lot, not very flashy, but he gets you the first down. They did take a second there, and we're looking like it was going to be close, but it was the first down. 10:49, the clock will start again as soon as the ball was put in play.
No score, Tiff's first possession. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side, two backs in the backfield, Chambers in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Vikings. Play action, drops back, looks, throws out in the flats, catch made over there on the far side at the 40, across the, the 40 across the 35 to 30, and he's close to a first down. That pass was completed to Barry Bennett, the back coming out of the backfield, and it's going to be second down, but it's going to be awfully, awfully short.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about also was Bennett not a guy that's going to catch it out of the backfield very often, but he does have good hands. Second and very short for the Blue Devils.
Vikings, we're still in that five-man front. Offset eye. Chambers, they pitch out. Trying to get around the right side and will not get the first down, so it'll be third and short.
Yeah, he got right back to the line of scrimmage. I thought they were going to get him short by about a half yard to get back to the line of scrimmage, but he did on a little extra surge. 9:47, the clock running here. No score here in the first quarter as the Blue Devils have a third and one.
Chambers looks at that Viking defense. Sends Twins left, Twins right. Bennett to his left. We're showing blitz off the corner. We back out of it. Straight back, throws across the middle towards the end zone, incomplete. And it'll be fourth and a yard.
Let's see what Tiff County does, if their kicker can make this, or will they go for it on fourth down?
Logan Neely was all over Chambers on that play, and they're looking to the sidelines, and it looks like Tiff will go for it on the fourth down. It would have been a 45-yard field goal attempt. And they bring in big number 44, Chase Cottle, as a blocking back. Chambers goes underneath, under center. Hard count. He tries to get it, and there's a surge, and by the surge, it looks like he picked it up. Good push by the offensive line to move our defensive guys back just enough for him to get that first down. 9:15 to go first quarter. No score. Tiff's first possession going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the far hash mark. Left, right to left. I had my left to rights mixed up. I'm allowed to do that one time tonight.
All right, first down for the Blue Devils. The play clock now down to 16 seconds as they look to the sideline to get the play.
Chambers again. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side with a slot man. Gives it to Bennett.
Keeper.
No, quarterback keeper up the middle. He goes towards the end zone. He's across the 10, the 5. We haul him down at the 4. It'll be first and goal for Tifton at the 5-yard line. And Bill, that was something you and I talked about earlier in the week. Had to watch Chambers when he took off running because he scampered 21 yards for that one.
Yeah, a read option that time as he faked the handoff, pulled it back in over the left side of that offensive line, and they got some good yardage there on a first down.
First and goal from the 5. Again, he splits his receivers. Twins left, Twins right. Again, play action. Throws to the back of the end zone. We get our hands on it. There's a flag down now.
Alex Brown there. He's got tipped it, but it was well out of the back of the end zone. But the flag is over here on the left side.
There's a flag on the far side also now. Waiting, no speculation on what this might be. Waiting on the officials. 8:29 to go first quarter.
Both flags right about the 5-yard line. Illegal downfield against the Blue Devils.
That'll be 5 yards. Repeat first down. It used to be a loss of down. But it is first and goal from the 10-yard line. 8:29 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Tiff now brings Trips to the left, single receiver to the far side. That's Trips to the home side of the field. Chambers barks out the signals. Quickly, he starts to run. We hit him. He gets about one man, two. Scampers into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Devils.
Yeah, broke about 3, maybe 4 tackles. We were talking about that at the countdown to kickoff, about what a big body that Chambers is, and if you don't wrap him up, he'll just get away from you. Blue Devils draw first blood here as they go up 6-0 awaiting the extra point.
Maji, ball down, kicks up. It's good. With that, we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Commercial Banking Company press box has Tyson Harris with a football down the sidelines. It goes into 30. The 40 still on his feet. Gets all the way out to the 49-yard line. He took it at the goal line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for Tifton. 9 plays, 47 yards, ran 3 minutes and 21 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 10-yard quarterback keeper by number 2, Tajay Chambers. 8 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Vikings do trail 7-0.
Thank you for that, Paige. Heating and air drive recap. Tyson Harris took it 49 yards on the kickoff return. And we will start. Well, they said 43 yards. Patterson in at quarterback. Brings a man in motion towards us. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Ooh, that Tiff Blue Devil defense read that one all the way. Bill will lose a yard. It'll be second and 11 as they back it back to the 43.
And also from our vantage point, as we saw, one of the things that teams are going to go after the Vikings, and that is to strip the ball. They're going to get it in their head. Look, turnover, turnover. They're going after the ball.
Yes, they are. Patterson with Copeland and at the running back slot right next to him. Again, we bring a man in motion towards us. That's Hobbs. He rolls right. He's looking, stops, throws across the middle. Incomplete. That was a wise play. He didn't have anybody open, and he found a place that he could dump it and not get called for intentional grounding. Smart play by Xavier Peterson. That'll make it third and 11, Bill.
Yeah, Xavier Jenkins, though, had cut across. He was trying to come back, and he looked like the Blue Devils were actually impeding his ability to come back into that lane. So I think that Patterson thought he was going to come into the lane.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side in the shotgun against a four-man front. Patterson rolls right, looks again, throws, makes the catch. Oh, ball is dropped.
Would have been a first down, yeah.
Would have been a first down. DeMarcus Jackson dropped it in tip territory. That'll bring John Belcher out to attempt to punt the ball. You'll have number 88, Dagan Anderson, our sophomore long snapper. Malik Henry, number 11, back deep to receive, along with Deion White. There's a snap. Belcher gets that foot into it. Nice high kick. Takes it at the 30 on a run, and we run him out of bounds as he crosses the 35, the 40, up to the 45. A very dangerous kick return.
Yeah, he was coming up on a dead heat run. And you can't, I mean, we had a defender right there beside him, but you have to be so careful as a defender not to hit him until he gets the ball. And he's already on a full dead run. Nice little return there of 14 yards. And Tiff County's back in business. First down and 10. They are on the Blue Devil side of the field at the 45.
7:14 to go first quarter. Blue Devils leading 7-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Chambers in the shotgun. Vikings in a five-man front. Chambers waiting on the snap. Takes it, looks, throws out in a flat catch made. Hit immediately by Tyson Harrison, brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Sophomore strong safety doing his job, staying focused that time.
Yeah, one of our impact players, number 4, Tyson Harris, makes the tackle for a loss for about 1 yard. That'll bring up second and 11 now for the Blue Devils.
Chambers looks to the sidelines, looking to offensive coach Chris Bowden to get the play. And the ball is moved to the near hash mark on the 44-yard line, so it'll be second and 11. Trips to the far side. He drops straight back, looking that way. Nothing there. Wide open field, starts to run. Nathan Brantley misses him as he gets across the 50 into Viking territory, down to the 48, where it will still be short. It'll be third and 3 from the 48.
Yeah, Brian Bell was able to square up and make the tackle to bring him down. But, yeah, after about a 7, almost 8-yard run, third down and 3 will be official.
He sends twins to the far side, single receiver near side, showing man coverage with Carlos Lee out here. Chambers again barking out signals. He rolls right. He looks. Throws in the flats. Looks. And, oh, great play. Built by number 19. That is Koshawn Roberts. Roberts stepped in front of the receiver and knocked it away to make it 4th and 3. And here comes, I would say, Tiff's punt team.
Yeah, Koshawn that time had an opportunity. As he jumped in front, he had nothing but green grass in front of him if he'd have made the catch.
And on the punt is number 26, Mason Gann. And back deep is Tyson Harris.
Let's see how far he punts here. He's
standing at the 40, and Tyson is standing back at our 10. He's standing at his own 40. Nice, high, booming kick. Harris says, get away from it. It hits it to 15, passes across the 10, inside the 5, all the way down to the 2.
Wow. It took a great bounce right there. It looked like it was going to hit about the 10 and maybe die, but it took a forward roll for about another 7 or 8 yards, and it's right. First down and 10 for the Vikings from their own 2-yard line.
5:47 to go here, first quarter. Blue Devils leading 7-0. 46-yard punt by Gunn. And let's see who coach sends back out on the field at quarterback, and it is Austin Dixon.
Pretty true to form right now, alternating.
James Kamen in at running back, along with Des Copeland.
Gabe Neighbors at one of the tight ends.
And we will go under center. against a four-man, now a five-man front for Tifton. There's a snap. We give it to Kamen over the left side.
Copeland.
That's Copeland, and Copeland will get out close to the five. That'll be about a two-yard gain, so it should be second and eight from the five. 5:33 to go here, first quarter. Tifton leading 7-0 in a game that means everything for both teams. Alex Brown checks in. Remember his nickname is called him AB.
Yeah, and Kamen checks out. Gabe Neighbors, the tight end, is going to the left side.
Dixon calls the play. Slides under center. Linebackers up tight for Tifton. Looks downfield. Got a man open. That's Alex Brown, and overthrows him at the 40.
That was too bad, because I tell you, Austin just didn't have a chance to really set his feet. He was getting a lot of pressure. He turned around, made the throw, and so he just tried to get it down the field as Alex Brown was on a dead heat run. If he could have just held up that throw a little bit, maybe been able to set his feet in the end zone and make the throw, it would have been right on target.
Stops the clock with 4:56 to go here in the first. Tifton leading 7-0. It is third and eight from the 5-yard line. Dixon puts a man in motion towards us. And he gives it to Copeland around the right side. It's across the 10. Down the sidelines he goes. He has the first down as Des Copeland has run out of bounds at the 22. Good job by Des Copeland when he got to the corner to make that turn and fight hard to get us that first down.
Yeah, what a good run that time for the Vikings' first down, a 17-yard run, and first down for the Vikings.
And that is a Napa first down. When you think Napa, when you think auto parts, think Napa first. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left or right on your radio dial. Tied into the press box side of the field. Dixon. That is not a true wing tee. Tiff with almost six men up on the line of scrimmage. Puts Brown in motion to the left side, looking for a hole. Nothing there. Cuts back, gets hit. And he will actually lose yardage back to about the 20-yard line, maybe the 20-and-a-half. So we'll lose a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards.
Yeah, a lot of times when you see that, you've got running backs that against some teams sometimes you can actually make that little stutter, try and find the hole. Teams with speed like the Fifth County Blue Devils have, you got to find the hole quickly and hit it and explode through it.
Second and 11. The ball at the 21. We've got to get it out to our 32. Again, a man in motion, and they give it to Copeland. Copeland, and there's a flag coming in from way, way back.
Copeland, as he picked up about 2, maybe 3 yards, he was clobbered when he got through that line.
And
Tiff County is pointing towards the blue.
It's a chop block against our Vikings.
Yep. That's a 15-yard variety.
The referee and the umpire talking, and the umpire
outside the 20, so that was that the 10-yard then?
That was a 10-yard penalty.
I'm sorry, I thought it was a 15, so my bad.
And that'll take it back to the 12-yard line. Second and 20, or 21. See what Coach Davis has dialed up here. Austin Dixon. With a man in motion towards the press box. Stops, looks, glances, throws downfield. Catch made.
Did not catch it.
Nope. I thought he made the catch. Officials are saying no. Trevon Kimbrough.
One of the tight ends. Man, that ball was right there in his arms. Just could not bring it in. Would have been a first down, too. Trevon Kimbrough, somebody we haven't called their name this year, unfortunately falls incomplete.
Sophomore. Stops the clock with 3:47 to go, and that'll make it third and 23. Tift is looking for the handoff. It goes to Copeland by one man, two. Still on his feet, gets hit from behind, knocked down. I'm sorry, that's Alex Brown. As Brown gets out to about the 21, 22-yard line. And it'll be fourth down. So that's Will Talbert. I'm sorry, Will Talbert, a ninth grader that we were talking about, number 90.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were looking at an old roster. I thought I sent you the new one. My fault.
Belcher to post. Back to punt. Henry back deep for the Blue Devils. Signal fair catch at the TIFF 48-yard line. That's what they'll take over with 3:03 to go here in the first quarter.
Unfortunately, could not bring in the pass. As we said, we had an old roster there, but number 90 is Will Talbert, just a freshman getting an opportunity here in a big game at the varsity level. And we saw him, I thought, kind of bring it in, but just couldn't control it all the way to the ground.
30-yard punt by Belcher.
First down for the Blue Devils.
Chambers sends three to the far side. Single receiver to the home, to our side of the field. Barks out the signals. Gives it to, nope,
keeper.
That's a quarterback keeper. Hits one man, two. Helmet comes off. That was Joseph Smith.
And he did exactly what he was supposed to do, Wes. And what is that?
He stopped play, backed away from everything, and went and found his helmet. And, of course, there was a no gain on the play, and it was second and 10. It's the first time we've stopped him on a quarterback keeper tonight.
There's a stoppage on the clock, and now
they wind the clock.
Yep.
Chambers and the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. Working hard to get to him. Play action. And we get him, and he goes down. Number 50. Malik Austin sacks him back at the 41.
Guys,
go ahead, Marty.
That is the play that we needed. Our crowd is extremely quiet tonight. They're on their, they're all sitting down, I should say. And that's the play we needed. Hopefully, that'll get some life in this crowd. It got the band fired up. Maybe it'll get the crowd going. But we got to do something to get some life in this stadium.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Chambers now in the shotgun with trips to the far side. It is third and 17. He drops back. There comes the rush again. Plants his feet looking for a man downfield and intercepted by the Vikings. At the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. And it was number 19, Koshawn Roberts, underneath the receiver, made the pick and returned it back out to the 40. And that, Marty Rogers, has brought the Viking fans to their feet.
Koshawn's had an opportunity a couple times. That time jumps, I mean, makes a great catch right there in front of him. Vikings take over first down and 10 now after the turnover with a minute 50 left here in the first quarter, trailing 7-0.
So Xavier Patterson in at quarterback. Ball on the near hash mark. Going from left to right on your radio dial. A 37-yard return on the INT. Tipped in a five-man front. He drops back. Look at that field. Got a man wide open. Tuck starts to run with the ball. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. But he had Gabe Neighbors wide open over the middle.
Also had a running back out of the backfield down here on the flat. He had two downfield. He just and we don't have that 6'4" quarterback. These are guys that they've got to see the lanes to be able to find that receiver downfield.
Patterson, only 5'10". Playing in one of those big, giant offensive linemen. Looks to the sidelines. He's got Jenkins at wide receiver on the near side. Play clock down to 10. 9. Now he calls the play. Under center. Gives a little counterplay. We try to get to the corner. And we'll pick up maybe 1 or 2 yards. That was Copeland on the carry. And he'll move it out to about the 43, where it should be. It's going to be third and a long six from the 43-yard line. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Patterson looks at those white jerseys. There's a snap, drops straight back, pump fakes, tries to get down the field and steps out of bounds, but there's a flag on the near hash mark over here.
Patterson ran by, he turned backwards like maybe somebody had grabbed him. Let's see if it might be a face mask, but we can only hope.
And, of course, we would hope that it would be the...
We got a 5-yard face mask here, guys.
5-yard face mask.
against the Blue Devils. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty and replay the third down.
And they'll move it out to the 46. Now it's a spot foul, so it doesn't go back to the line of scrimmage. Go ahead, Marty.
No, he got.
Sorry, guys, a little microphone thing here. But no, we're just saying, wouldn't be surprised to see Bell come in here at fullback, but they're not going to do it here. We're going to keep the same personnel. We're going to stay spread.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Patterson in the shotgun. Copeland in the backfield to his right. Barks out signals and he gives it to Copeland. Looking for a hole. He's across the 50. Down to the 45 into tip territory. Down about the 43.
And I was saying he was following right there on the hip at number 76. Brandon Buford hadn't seen that hand on the hip in a long time, Wes.
Still,
but
there is a flag on the play. They're going to get us for holding here, I think. Or chop block again. There's the flag back here at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you can see kind of as Coach McPherson throws his hands up.
Again, a chop block. You don't see it very often, and there's been two of them called tonight. Marty, if you can, get us an explanation of what they're considering a chop block down there.
Well, I heard Coach Mack. Now, that's the second time he's asked him what, and all they're doing is told him the player. It's one of our linemen. But
yeah.
Coach Mack's just saying, they're saying he's blocking low. Coach Mack, so the linemen are left, so you cannot block below the waist outside the tackle.
Right.
So he's not happy with the explanation.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. It's third and 15 on the ball on the 35-yard line. We've got to get out to midfield. Patterson in the shotgun. They show him blitz off the corner. Now they back out of it. He drops straight back, looks, throws across, and catch made by Jenkins. At the 45 for the first down. We needed 15. He got us 20.
My impact player, number 6, Xavier Jenkins.
A 20-yard pass play from Xavier Patterson to Jenkins, and that's the end of the first quarter. With that, we'll take a 60-second break. Tiff leading 7-0. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Viking has changed directions. Patterson looking. Again, lobs it down. Oh, just past the outstretched hands of number 15, Jacob Burt.
Yeah, Burt, there was no way he was getting to that. It was way outside as Xavier Patterson was having to throw on the run, rolling to his left.
We start the second quarter. Vikings trailing 7-0. They're now going from right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the far hash mark. We bring Jenkins to the near side. Patterson in that shotgun, standing at the 50, barking out signals. He gives it to Copeland up the middle, and the big man's up and running by 1, 2, 3. Oh, he just made linebackers and cornerbacks look plumb silly as he went from the 45 all the way down, Bill, to all to the 26.
Hey, Wes.
Go ahead.
The greatest thing about that play is there was no flag.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts of live sideline update. And a 19-yard run for Dez Copeland right up the middle. 11:42 to go here in the half. 7-0 Tibbs leads, but our Vikings are threatening. We're first and 10 at the 26. Man in motion. And again to Copeland up the middle. Over the left side, he runs into three or four Blue Devils, but they won't bring him down until he gets down around the 21. A 5-yard carry, second and 5 from the 21. Out of the offensive line, starting to open some holes for our Vikings, for our running backs. Patterson looks to the sidelines. He has. He's got the play. Two receivers to the far side. Again to Copeland around the left side. Nobody at the 20. That's it. Tiptoes down the sidelines into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Dez Copeland.
A 20-yard, 21-yard touchdown run for Dez Copeland. And we're a point away, an extra point away from tying this thing up.
We were able to find some green grass there with Dez Copeland on that last drive. What a great job he did just in those couple of runs.
Belcher to hold. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. Anderson the long snapper. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. And we'll take a 60-second break. We're tied at 7. We'll be back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. High and over end kick. Henry takes for tip at the 2. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. He's got a hole, spins, turns at the 30. Still on his feet at the 35 and down at the 37. There's a flag back at the 20-yard line. We'll have to wait and see what that is. Right now, let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive for the Vikings, 7 plays, 60 yards, ran 1 minute and 13 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 21-yard touchdown run by number 33, Dez Copeland. We got a tie ball game, 7-7, 10 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the first half.
Thank you for that, Paige. Heating and air drive recap. We had a hold at the 20. That'll mark it back to the 10-yard line. That's where the Blue Devils will take over. First and 10 with 10:38 to go here in the half. All tied up at 7 apiece. Let's see what Logan Neely and company has in store for this Tiff's offense.
Dez Copeland on that last drive really made the difference. So far tonight, he's got 7 carries for 67 yards. That 21 was his long.
They're getting a change reset, and we'll be ready to go. Official blows his whistle, and the play clock has started. Ball will be on the near hash mark. Tipped left to right on your radio dial. They bring a player in from the sidelines. That's Chambers with the play.
Well, so far, both teams, 7 points each off a turnover.
Chambers in the shotgun, trips to the far side, single receiver near side, and he calls time. But that will take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, Taylor Stubbs, and Chuck Lawrence. Vikings, it's all tied up at 7 apiece. There is 10:38 to go here in the first half. We turned the ball over on our first possession. They went down and scored. Then we intercepted the ball and we scored. Chambers now, first and 10 from his own 10-yard line. Sends trips to the visitor side of the field, single receiver near side. Ball on the near hash mark, the press box side of the field. Here's a snap. He drops back, looks, throws across the middle, looking for a receiver. And off the fingertips of number 16, that's R.J. Merriweather. And we had Koshawn Roberts, who intercepted that ball for us.
Well, no, in coverage, and he intercepted one early. Koshawn has been everywhere. I don't know if they're picking on Koshawn, thinking that they're going to get something past him, but he's so far risen to the occasion.
Stops the clock with 10:32 to go here in the half. See what they have dialed, what Tift has dialed up. They have 2 receivers to the home side, 2 to the visitor side. Running back to the left of Roberts. Stop, Luke throws, and the receiver fell down, so it's an incomplete pass. Bill, that'll make it 3rd and 10.
Yeah, that one, they were trying to hit the player down there low. That was number 16, R.J. Merriweather. But Chambers just threw that one into the turf.
Surprising score from Moultrie at halftime. It is Colquitt 14, Camden 7.
All right, here we
go. All right, 3rd and 10. Step up here, mighty, mighty Vikings. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Chambers drops back, looks, throws out a little bubble screen underneath. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, the first down, has a first down all the way out to the 22. That little bubble screen where they come back, catch it underneath, and turns up field and just caught us in the right formation. They now have a first down out at the 22.
Against a very aggressive defense, screens work well. This defensive line really wants to get after it. A 13-yard little run there for the Blue Devils.
We've gone to a 4-man front. Chambers in the shotgun. Throws out, catch made, receiver hit immediately for about a 3-4-yard catch up to about the 28-yard line.
It's Koshawn again in on the tackle along with Logan Neely.
Give him, say, 5 yards, so it'll be 2nd and 5. Tip going from left to right on your radio dial. Chambers and the shotgun. We go back to a 5-man front. Hard count. Again, throws out in the flat, and the receiver makes the catch and falls down behind the line of scrimmage. They'll lose 3 all the way back to the 25. It will be 3rd and 8 as he fell down, or 3rd and 9. Back to the 24 as the receiver fell down. That'll move the ball to the far side of the field. Stops the clock with, nope, the clock's running. 9:19 9:18 to go here in the half. All tied up at 7. Chambers in the shotgun. Play action. Quarterback keeper starts to run, gets hit, and Neely drives him back at the 30. So it'll be 4th and about 3 from the 30-yard line, and that'll put Tift in a punting situation. And there they come. Maji comes on. And we'll send the sophomore, Tyson Harris, back deep to receive. Harris, about our 30, between our 35 and 40-yard line. Maji standing inside his 20, about the 17. There, high snap. We go after it, and it's blocked. It's blocked. We pick it up and head to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Your punter is number 26, Mason Gann. That was number 28, Carlos Lee, on the pickup and a touchdown. 10-yard run and a touchdown for the Vikings, and they take the lead.
High, high snap. We were coming after it. And our Vikings have taken the lead here.
Waiting the extra point now, leading 13-7. Great defensive stand that time for the Vikings.
Belcher to hold. Anderson, the long snapper. Nick Hart to attempt the extra point. There's a flag, and what do we got?
Substitution. Looks like there's 12 maybe on the field for the Blue Devils.
Yep, they are.
That'll mark it half the distance. Will Coach Mack change his mind and go for two? Randy likes to go for two.
That'll move it down to the 1.5-yard line. Does 1.5 yards make a difference for you? Coach says nope.
Second punt block this season. 4 touchdowns too, right?
And if I'm correct, it was the second one. It's consecutive games. We blocked the one against Valdosta last week.
All right, they'll slide it up.
And it'll still be kicking from the 10. Coach says I'll decline the penalty. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 14-7. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Bank and Covenant press box, Vikings lead 14-7. Nick Hart set to kick off. Henry back deep for the Blue Devils. End over end kick. And it breaks the plane. It's a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive was pretty easy, guys. Kedrick Clemens on the block about the 25-yard line. It was picked up on the 10-yard line by Carlos Lee for the return. Vikings lead 14-7 with 8 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the first half.
Marty, let's go down to the sidelines of Marty Rogers. Marty?
Hey, guys, got an update for you on that chop block. They say that when we're in the shotgun, tackles cannot block outside. You can block inside the tackle box, but the tackles are firing off and blocking somebody outside of them, and that's what they're calling it for.
Thank you, Marty. And you said who got the block? Who blocked
it? Kedrick Clemens got the block, and Carlos Lee picked it up and scored a touchdown.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Chambers in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, two far side. He stacked the two on our side. Doesn't matter. Gives it to the running back up the middle. Off down the middle he goes. We will not catch. Will we catch him? Will we?
Yes.
From behind. We tackle him at inside the 10-yard line. I'm trying to see who the running back was. It was not Bennett.
The tackle was made by number 20, Louis, who was 71 yards. I don't think that was Louis Regal.
The tackle was Carlos Lee, ran him down.
28, I'm sorry, it was Carlos Lee.
And let's hope our defense can bow up here. That would be huge for us.
7:59 to go first half. We're leading 14-7, but Tiff first and goal from inside the 10. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Chambers barking out signals for the Blue Devils. Keeps it, quarterback keeper. We've got a hand on him. Stops, looks, throws towards the back of the end zone. Nothing there. Ball's knocked around. It's incomplete. Great, great play by Chambers to get away from our defensive players back at the 20 and then set his feet and be able to throw it toward the back of the end zone. Stops the clock with 7:38 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. It'll be second and goal. He sends two receivers to the far side. Two receivers near side in the shotgun. Running back to his left. takes the snap. They move. Before the ball was snapped, their left tackle moved.
Yeah, just kind of shifted back on his heels. And they get the call. Mark off the penalty. Still second down for the Blue Devils.
So that'll back it up from the 9 back to the 14. So it'll be second and goal from the 14. Officials coming in from the sidelines want to know what it is. And now we're going to get a band warning on senior night here at Martin Stadium. There goes your band warning. And here goes the crowd. Chambers standing at the 19. Hard count. Looks, throws toward the back of the end zone. Nothing there. Overthrows everybody. Stops the clock with 7:33 to go, and that will make it third and goal.
Yeah, just he didn't see anything open. Chambers didn't. And he just threw that out of the back of the end zone. Third down now for the Blue Devils.
This game for all the marbles. Somebody goes home. Somebody goes dancing in the Georgia High School State Playoffs. Chambers again. Two receivers to the far side. Two near side. You hear the roar of the Viking crowd in the background. Brings the man in motion. Gives it to the running back around the left side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
Nate
Vikings
Brantley.
Did not fall for it. And it was who, Bill?
Nate Brantley, number 10.
Brantley brought him down, so it will be fourth and goal as they bring on Frank Maje, for the field goal attempt.
Yeah. One of our impact players. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I just say you've got to give Carlos Lee some credit right there. Save the touchdown. Now they have to kick a field goal.
Yep. Let's see if he can hold on to it. It'll
be a 32-yard attempt from the far hash mark. Ball's down, kicks up, and
missed
no
it.
Good. No good.
Left to the upright.
Vikings dodge a bullet, and we'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line with 6:55 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-7.
Yeah, Marty, you hit the nail on the head. All the credit right there is Carlos Lee being able to run down that running back from the back, keep him out of the end zone.
Bill, that's a hustle play right there. That saves 7 points. I mean, what a play by number 28, Carlos Lee.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts of life sideline update. Dixon in the shotgun. Stacks two receivers to the far side. Tiff shifts at the line of scrimmage. We give it on the counter to the hip back. Again, that
Copeland.
Is Copeland as he gets across the 25 to 30 up to the 32-yard line. A 12-yard run by Copeland and another Napa first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, we'll give him 13 on the carry as Copeland now hits 80 yards on the night.
Ball on the near hash mark right in front of our crowd. Two receivers over by the Tiff bench. Tiff in a four-man front. Dixon drops, lobs the ball downfield to Jenkins. And Jenkins bobbles the ball, and it is an incomplete pass.
Yeah, one of those things that they'll learn a little bit through the offseason. Xavier Jenkins, only a sophomore, had not really got his head around yet. But with your quarterback, you've got to get your head around on the swivel, be able to make that catch, and still almost did.
Second and 10 from the 33. Our own 33, that is. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Tiff, a four-man front, two linebackers. Dixon in the shotgun. Linebackers showing, we're showing blitz off the corner. Again, we give it to Copeland up the middle. He runs right in the teeth of that defense. And Copeland will get out across the 35 to the 36, maybe to the 37-yard line, where it should be third, Bill, probably in about 6 or 7 from there.
Yeah, we'll see where they actually spot it. Almost at the 37. Third and 7.
Dixon looks to the sidelines. He's right in front of our bench. He's got neighbors in the slot. Jenkins at the wideout. In the shotgun. Four-man front for Tift. He drops back, looks those out to Jenkins. Jenkins behind one man, too. Stiffs arm the man, and he'll be short.
I think he's short.
We needed to get out to the 44, and they run him out of bounds about the 42, maybe the 42-and-a-half.
Thought he was going to be a little bit closer, and then they slid back a little bit.
Guys, he's about 6 inches short, but it looks like we're going here. We're lining up.
Thank you, Marty, for that Equipment Parts Supply sideline update. Fourth and about a yard. We bring a man in motion. Hard count. Hard count. And they jump. He got what he wanted. We brought a man in motion. Dixon give him the hard count, and Tiff jumped.
Yeah, the defensive end there, number 94 for the Blue Devils, just made the little jump there, barely into the neutral zone. That's Frederick Wilson. And that'll give the Vikings a first down. Austin Dixon has done a very good job of that this year, being able to get the hard count and get the defense to jump in the neutral zone.
And that is another Napa first down for our Vikings. Ball out to the 47-yard line. Dixon, play action, throws out. Neighbors makes the catch at the 50, into tip territory down about the 45, and now a flag comes in.
Late flag comes flying in from the side judge on this side. Let's see what we got.
And dead ball, personal foul against our Vikings.
Wow, not sure, I mean, where that came from.
It was called on our wide receiver for action after the ball, after the ball was out of bounds.
It must have happened very fast because Gabe still has not been pushed out of bounds when the flag came flying.
That'll take it back inside our 40-yard line. So that'll be first and about those 17.
We'll get your number up here in just a moment. Third and 16.
Well, should be first.
Or first, well, yes.
Now to say second. Second and 16. We bring a man in motion. And we give it to him. That's DeMarcus Jackson as he tries that little end around. And he'll get maybe a yard or two, and that'll be third and about 13. DeMarcus Jackson, the ball carrier. 5:33 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7. Tift will get the ball to start the third quarter. They won the toss, elected to defer. We send two receivers to the far side. Two receivers near side. Here comes that four-man rush. Throws a little screen out to Copeland. He turned and dropped it. Had blockers out in front of him. And Dez turned to see what was there before he secured the football. And you see it happen in the pros also. So it doesn't matter. Incomplete pass. It'll be fourth down. The Vikings will have to punt with 5:06 to go here in the half, leading 14-7. Belcher standing back about our 29-yard line. Henry back deep for the Blue Devils. Nice, nice punt. Signals fair catch at the 30-yard line, 31-yard line. That's where Tiff will take over with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-7.
That series just had a lot of bumps in it, didn't it? Just the personal foul, unsportsmanlike, really just killed these drives. I mean, you cannot have those kind of mistakes. It was coming from a sophomore. You've got to be able to, you know, this late in the year, you're not a sophomore anymore. You're nope. Almost a junior.
Chambers brings two receivers right here in front of our bench. Single receiver over by the Tifton sidelines. We're in a five-man thrust. He gives it to Bennett, the running back. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and a flag comes in, and where it comes from, that's where our position I used to work, and when you throw it, normally you got holding.
Yeah, that comes from that umpire position. And, yeah, kind of the tossing up of the hands, a chop block against the Blue Devils.
So it'll repeat first down to mark off from the 31. They should mark it back from the 21.
Or is that a spot? They're marking from the spot, which was about the 28.
And that'll take it back to the 19-yard line.
So at the 19-yard line, that'll make it first and 22.
coach, guys, the coach on Coach Reed is getting an explanation on that now too. He didn't really like it either.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts sideline update. Chambers. Again to Bennett, the running back. He gets from the 19 up to the 22, giving 3 yards. It'll be second and about 19.
Yeah, Bell and Brantley in there tandem on the tackle.
Clock's running down to 4:25 to go here in the first half.
We lead 14-7.
Tipped, ball on the near hash mark right here in front of our press box. Going from left to right on your radio dial in those all-white uniforms with those blue helmets. Vikings in a five-man front. Play action. Stops, looks downfield. Got a man. Open. Ball's up in the air. Tipped. Oh, and he makes the catch. The ball was tipped, and the receiver, number 5, Quay Duggan, the ball was tipped about 10 miles up in the air, but Duggan stayed with it and made the catch, Bill.
Yeah, right at the very last second. Koyshawn again was there. They had got the ball knocked away, and it just was able to make the catch on a 44-yard pass play.
Move it all the way down to our 34-yard line. They've set the chains. The clock's running inside 4 minutes to go here in the half. Chambers looks at those twin receivers on the far side. He brings a man in motion. And he gives it to him. Stop, looks, throws back to Chambers. And did he make the catch? The official says he does. It was a throwback to the quarterback, but Logan Neely was out there in the flats, Bill, played that almost perfectly.
Yeah, but he got blocked too. As he was coming back to it, they hit him, blocked him out. And I tell you, his back was to us. The way he kind of bumbled down to it, my thought was, did he really have a clean catch? But the back was to the official. It was hard to tell.
Second and 9 at the 33. Chambers gives it to Bennett, the up back. He gets hit at the 31. He'll get 2 yards and no more as the clock has reached 2:55.
That was Brian Bell, just laid the wood that time and knocked it out.
Third and 6 from the 31-yard line. 2:45 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-7 and a winner take all. This is a playoff game any way you want to look at it. It's a playoff game. Just started a week early. Chambers with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're showing blitz off the corner. Now we fall out of it. Chambers stops, looks for a man towards the back of the end zone. Ball's up in the air, and we knock it away. Great defensive play back there. Looks like Carlos Lee. And it was Carlos Lee. Climbed the ladder, knocked that away. Stops the clock with 2:13 to go, and it'll be 4th and 6 from the 31. And you know Tiff will go for it.
That appears to be what they're looking at right here. 4th and 6. You wonder if they'll call a timeout. The play clock has started. It's down to 19 seconds.
Vikings have 3 timeouts. Blue Devils have 2.
4th down. Here it comes.
2 receivers near side. 2 far side. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. Chambers box out the signal. There they come. Little screen pass underneath. Has to throw it low because of the rush. Back makes the catch, but he falls down back at the 34, and our Vikings will take over there, headed the opposite direction with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the half, leading 14-7, and we have 3 timeouts.
Much better job that time by the defense, recognizing the screen that was coming. They stayed with it. You're right, he had to throw the ball kind of up and over the defenders that time, and when he did, the ball just kind of dove into the turf as the receiver was able to make the catch, but got no yards.
Patterson at quarterback. Again, gives it to Copeland. Copeland across the 35, the 40, still on his feet as he fights his way out around the 42-yard line. It'll be close to a first down, maybe a yard and a half short.
Yeah, it looks like from where they're going to mark it, 8 or 9 yards. 8 yards will give him on the run. Actually, it was 9 on that run.
Patterson sets his receivers. Looks at a four-man rush from the Blue Devils. Drops back, looks downfield. Jenkins high, climbs the ladder and off one. Tries to one-hand it between two tipped defenders, and he can't make it.
That was into double coverage, Wes.
Stops the clock with 1:35 to go, and it'll be third and about a yard, yard and a half. So if you didn't get a first down out of it, you got the next best thing, which was stopping the clock, but you still have three timeouts. Patterson says something to the offensive lineman, shifts Neighbors to his right.
And confusion, timeout. We'll take it with the Vikings. 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium here at the Concrete Palace. A minute 35 to go in the half. Vikings leading 14-7. It is third and a short yard and a half. Ball at the 43-yard line. Got a man in motion. We give it to Copeland up the middle. Look at him turn, run. He has the first down out to about the 47. They'll stop the clock long enough to reset the chains.
Picked up about 3, maybe 4 yards on the run. It'll be a first down for the Vikings. Still on the Viking side of the field, though. Clock will start.
They started the clock. Dixon in at running, at quarterback, gives it to Copeland. Copeland by one man, two, into tip territory, down to the 43-yard line. They'll stop the clock again with a minute 19 to go here in the half.
Yeah, another first down that'll stop to move the chain. 1:19 on the clock. It'll start as soon as the referee puts the ball set for play.
Ball's down there. Clock has started. Dixon drops back. Looks. There comes a rush. They get a hand on him. And he goes down back at the 50. And now we'll get a timeout. Vikings will call time. We'll keep it right here with a minute 7 to go here in the half.
Yeah, Dixon did a good job that time. He saw there was nothing there. Couldn't throw it down the field. Doubled up with his hands right over the top of the ball. Went ahead and went down. Made sure he protected the ball. And you can't ask for better ball protection.
It'll be 2nd and 19, Bill. All right. Really? 2nd and 19, but it's also 2nd, and we're looking to the end zone.
Well, I don't know if you're going to the end zone. That's where you ultimately want to be. But I know you're looking for something right here. You still have one timeout. You still have the middle of the field. You still have a run in your pocket. I think that maybe you do that, kind of come to this side. The middle of the field's open. You want to get down to the 30. Somewhere inside the 30 is where you're going to have at least a chance on a possible field goal.
You know, you'd like to get 7.
Yeah, but we'll
ultimately, what you'd like to do. You've got one timeout left, so you kind of want to conserve that. 2nd and 19. Three receivers to the home side of the field, single receiver far side. Dixon in the shotgun. There's a 4-man front. He rolls away from it. Stops, plants, throws downfield, looking for DeMarcus Jackson. DeMarcus makes the catch.
He makes the catch
at the 10.
Wow, we're all sitting here waiting on the flag because the defender is pushing off. But he makes the catch anyway. The Vikings are down to the 10-yard line. That is going to be a big, big gain for the Vikings.
First and goal from the 10, 56.2 seconds to go.
41 yards on the catch.
Dixon. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland gets hit by one man, two, still on his feet, gets inside the 10. He'll get a yard, maybe two. That's it. But we've still got to run the clock. We can't stop it yet.
Dixon trying to run that hurry up.
Takes the snap. Again, gives it to Copeland over the left side. By one man, two, runs into one back and gets hit at the 5, and he gets out of bounds. That's what he wanted to do. Stop the clock with 23.6 seconds to go. It will be 3rd and goal from the 5.
One thing that Copeland did that on that run, he's trying to follow those blockers on the inside. I think he had a breakout to the outside, just didn't hit it, trying to be true to where that block was going and trying to stay inside, but he just gets out of bounds, gets the clock stopped, and it's 3rd down now.
3rd and goal from the 6. Dixon in the shotgun, twins to the far side. Rolls right. He looks. Stop. Throws to the end zone. Did he make the catch? Touchdown, Vikings.
26. 12.
That's Ryan Hobbs.
Ryan Hobbs on the catch.
I talked to Ryan's dad downstairs. He said Ryan's going to catch one tonight.
Well, that's one. And in the end zone. Can he catch two tonight? No, I'm just saying. He said he'd catch one. Let's go for two.
Waiting on the extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 21-7. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Martin Stadium. Just had a 6-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Ryan Hobbs. Vikings lead 21-7. Let's go to Taylor real quick.
Last drive for the Vikings, 9 plays, 66 yards, ran 1 minute and 53 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 6-yard touchdown pass to number 12, Ryan Hobbs. Vikings do take a 21-7 lead with 16 seconds left to go in the first half.
And before the kickoff, the officials back here have come together, got a conversation now. I guess they've got that straightened out. 16.2 seconds left in the half. Vikings lead 21-7 as Hart will kick off for the Vikings here to the Blue Devils.
Henry back deep for the Blue Devils. And from the looks of the way Nick's lining up, it's going to be one of those kind of high squibby kicks. And that's what it is. Take it at the 20 by Henry. At the 25, the 30 gets hit. Still gets hit, gets knocked down again. He will not go down. That man refused to go down for the Blue Devils, Bill.
Well, and I've said this all along, and I'm old school. Those guys, Vikings, hit hard, but they don't wrap up a lot of times. I saw two players just throw shoulders really hard, but you can't bring a guy down like that that has great balance. You're going to have to wrap up.
I want to talk to some coaches this week just about that very thing right there. So for you, for the last 8 or 10 years, you were taught to hit like that. He said, but now the backs have gotten a lot tougher, so now they're going back old school and teaching them to wrap up. First and 10 for the Blue Devils from their own 27-yard line. They send trips to the far side. Two receivers to the far side, two receivers near side. Give it to Bennett, the running back. Now one man, two. He's across the 35, the 40, the 45 into Viking territory. Down the sidelines he goes, and we'll run him out of bounds somewhere around the 30, but that should be the end of the half.
He ran out the 8 seconds, and that'll be the end of the half. Let's keep it right here. Get an interview with Coach McPherson.
Coach Mack, well, you had the turnover on the first play, but your team responded. You're up 21-7 at half.
Yeah, got to keep playing, man. Got to keep playing.
Coach, how big was that score right there before halftime?
That's huge. Huge.
Coach, I know you're proud of your defense, especially Carlos Lee, Coy, Sean Roberts. I think they've had a great first half. What do you tell your defense there at halftime to try to keep them?
You're a choice out of them.
They don't score, we win.
I love it.
Good
job.
All right, Marty, thanks for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview here to end the half. It is 21-7. Vikings lead the Tift County Blue Devils here in the 10th game of the 2014 season. And as we've said all along, it's win or go home for both of these teams. We're going to take a 10-minute break. When we come back, we'll have your halftime stats, get you set up for the second half of this ball game as the Vikings lead 21-7. We'll be right back after. And welcome back to Martin Stadium in the Commercial Banking Company press box. This is the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Report. As our Loudoun Vikings lead the Tift County Blue Devils 21-7, it has been an exciting first half of football here at Martin Stadium as both teams are fighting for their playoff life. Both teams, the winner of this one will play in the state championship, in the state playoffs as the number 4 seed from Region 1. The loser will go home, and Monday morning they will report to school and put their pads away until next spring. So both teams fighting for a lot of pride and an opportunity to continue playing as it's, you know, just been an exciting first half of football. The Loudoun Georgia Bridgemen are performing their full show out there on the field as Taylor Stubbs has joined me now. Taylor, you got some scores from around the area, most importantly within our region.
Yeah, I got some scores. We may have an upset here in Region 1 tonight. Camden just scored to go up over Colquitt 17-14.
Wow.
And also, Lee County's leading Valdosta 18-15, which Valdosta was leading 7-3 with about 5 or so minutes to go in the half. And then
They fumbled twice or threw an interception or had two turnovers late in the half to go. And Lee County took advantage of it, went for two on each one, and went up 18-7. But Valdosta scored another touchdown, went for two, and now it's 18-15.
Well, one of the things you and I were talking about during the break just a little bit, could Colquitt be playing a lot of second-team guys against Camden? Camden's not going anywhere. They're winless in region play. No matter what happens, if they were to upset Colquitt and win, there's no way. They're done. They're finished. They're playing for pride. And Colquitt has already won the region.
Right. They could be giving their starters a rest or...
Yeah.
I really don't know. I hadn't talked to anybody over there, but I just know the score.
Yeah, and that may be from that score, Camden leading 17-14. Colquitt, with some injuries, could really hurt the rest of their playoff season. So I could see them playing a lot of the second guys and giving these guys an opportunity to play in a region game. But nonetheless, it could be, as you say, an upset, as Colquitt has been ranked as high as number three nationally. So I know they want to win the ball game, but no, at what expense? If they got a starter hurt, they would probably kick themselves if that were the case. So we'll follow that game throughout the rest of the night as well. Lee County, of course, leading Valdosta. That is for the second and third place in the region. The winner of that game will get to host the first round, while the loser of that game will go on the road as the number three seed.
But the most important score tonight for us is right here in the Concrete Palace.
It is, as the Vikings lead 21-7. And, of course, we always say, the least important thing in the world is the score at halftime. It's going to be a matter of what we do in the second half. Tift County won the toss. They deferred to the second half. So they'll get the ball to start the second half. And hopefully the Vikings defense will be able to stand up to that. And
which they've had a few good stands late in the first
half.
They
really have.
And also right there at the end of the half, we haven't seen that no huddle or two-minute offense from Lounge in
A while, yeah.
Right.
And Austin Dixon, I thought, ran it very, very well.
He did. It ran smooth, and it looked good.
Yeah, it really did. We'll go through all of our halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air in just a little while, but kind of touch on some of the top things that we're looking at. Dez Copeland, 14 carries, 111 yards. He's got a touchdown. He's just been running. We were talking about not only is he running and getting yards, he's getting the extra two and three once he gets hit. He keeps pushing back on the defense, and he's done a great job.
He's running that hard-nosed football, not afraid to hit him.
Yeah, he really isn't. For Tift County, it's Barry Bennett, one of our impact players for Tift County. He's got five rushes for 122 yards.
Which he had about 75-ish yards 70, on one play.
Yeah, 71 on one that Carlos Lee ran him down. Tift County attempted a field goal. It was wide left, and you can just count right there. That's one play that Carlos Lee saved points on the board for sure. So both teams have played really well. Taja Chambers, we've seen what he can do with his feet. In the air, he's not much. He's 8 of 19. He's thrown an interception. He's got no touchdown passes. He's got 72 yards. Lowndes has 72 yards, very evenly matched in the air. On the ground, though, Lowndes with 115, Tift County with 162, but where it counts is on that scoreboard, and that's 21-7 as the Vikings continue to lead here. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have our complete Page Heating and Air halftime stats, and we'll get all that information for you and get you ready for the second half of this ballgame. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this.